There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 27th edition. Big 15 games late on tap. Aces for days after a day where pitching was dreadful like we said it was, and bats for days, and home run derby in Cincinnati, and so much going on. We are back with 15 games to break it down for you. You got five guys over $10,000. You got nine guys over $9,000. So pretty loaded. Quick look at your weather. More up and down issues in the Bronx. Kansas City at the Yankees starting at about 25-30% chances of rain, and it gets heavier and heavier as the night goes on. Let's keep an eye on that one. Tampa Bay and Baltimore, about 40% chances, gets heavier and heavier as the night goes on there. So two really ugly looking spots. Minnesota and Boston, slight chances of rain. Wind blowing out to the left field about 12 miles an hour. Oakland, Colorado, kind of how it was the other night. You got 25-30% chances of rain off and on the entire evening. So keep an eye on that. There's a couple that are really small chances throughout baseball, but overall should be good. Those are the main ones to keep an eye on. Let's get at it. Loaded 15-game slate. Let's take a look at your totals on the slate. We got those Royals at the Yankees, total 9.5. Mets, Pirates, 9. Rays, Orioles, 8.5. Indians, Tigers, 8.5. Twins, Red Sox, 8.5. Phillies, Reds, 9.5. Nationals, Marlins, 7. Dodgers, Braves, 8. Rangers, Astros, 9. Blue Jays, White Sox, 9. Cubs, Cardinals, 8.5. A's, Rockies, 11.5. Mariners, Angels, 8.5. D-backs, Padres, 7.5. Brewers, Giants, 7.5. So a lot of really, really, like 8.5 or more in all but four of the games. 8.5 or more in 11 of the 15 baseball games. 5 of those are 8.5. So 6 of 9 or more in the 15 baseball games. So there is good pitching to target, that is for sure, but there's also some very, very interesting bats when it comes into play here. So let's check out the pitching on this slate, 15-gamer. You got Max Scherzer up top at 13.9. He's a great choice if you want to. He's scuffled a bit of late. On a slate like this, you got Coors Field in place, other places you want to target bats. I will not be on Max Scherzer. I don't think many will be. He'll be very, very cheap. You can use him if you want, but if you're going all the way to the top, I go to Chris Sale at 13.5. The guy has been absolutely ridiculous. He is like a video game right now, like a robot. He's $13,500. His last few starts, 33.7, 39.6, 35.9, 40, 42.8, 30.8, 29.3, 31.8. So essentially 30 or more DraftKings points and 8 straight starts. That's good. That's very, very good. When we get to BVP, the Twins used to hit him really good back in the day with the White Sox. This is a different Chris Sale and a different Twins team right now. But they strike out 24% of the time versus lefties. I think this is an amazing spot for Chris Sale at 13.5, weather permitting, of course. But the Twins have that lowest team total at 2.15. That is insane. Lefties hitting 200, righties 249. They have a 297 wOBA and a 118 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Twins are in an amazing spot tonight, so Sale's in an amazing spot versus the Twins tonight, so give me the Chris Sale at 13.5 if you're going all the way to the top. Other guys up here, you got Kershaw at 12.8. He's been pitching better. I'm not going that price tag at Kershaw with these other guys around him. Carlos Carrasco is very, very hit and miss at this price tag at 11.4. He'll be the lowest owned in this group. So if you want to go there against the Tigers, you can. I won't be, but he is on the table. The guy I like the most, he may be chalky, but then again, it's a 15-game slate with Coors in place. So define chalky, we shall see. But Zach Greinke, at $10,700, he's been pitching outstanding this season, a 3.05 ERA. You look at his last 10 games, he's averaging 22.7 in his last 10. He scuffled his one time against the Padres, 4 1/3, 2 earned, 5 Ks, 10.4 points. But when you break it down, his last couple starts, 44.2, 32.9 against the Rockies and at the Braves. And we know how we like to target right-handed pitching versus the San Diego Padres. When you look at Greinke, the Padres strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Greinke's got the strikeout rate, the ground ball rate. He does give up some hard contact. It is the Padres. They have a 3.26 total, fifth lowest on the slate. 285 WOBA, 121 ISO. So give me Zach Greinke at 10-7 as my best guy up top. But if you want our best, I'd say point per dollar might be the better example. The best option up top is Chris Sale. But he's going to cost you almost $3,000 more than Zach Greinke, $2,800 to be exact. So a night when you're trying to save money, I go down to Greinke. If not, go to Sale. I think Sale is the way to go. Most people aren't going to go paying high tonight, and I get it. If you don't want to, if you want the bats, I totally understand. We're going to go through a lot of other options you can go to. But if you're going to pay up, especially in cash games, Chris Sale should be in every cash game lineup you have. I think he's in a great spot. If he falters tonight, it was meant to be, because you can't argue with how well he is pitching right now. And sometimes in baseball, it happens. So up top, I got Greinke 1, Sale 2, Scherzer 3. But you understand my difference between Greinke and Sale for you right there. Now we drop down below. You got Fulton Evich, 97. We'll pass on that. Chris Archer at 95. If you're not paying all the way up, this guy is in a lights out spot. Lights out. He's been better on the road than at home this year, facing a Baltimore Orioles team that's not good. Jonathan Scope's on fire. I've been using him every day. So if you want to go that route as a one-off, go for it. But if other than that, it's Archer, baby. 24.5% K percentage for the Orioles versus right-handed pitching. Archer's got a 25-6, 13.5% swinging strike rate, 44% ground ball rate. Does give up hard contact, as we know. But you can't look at much more than how great of a spot this is. The Orioles have a total of 4. Lefty's 350, righty's 326 off Archer. But a 293 WOBA, which is dreadful, and a 161 ISO. So give me the Chris Archer at 9,500. Watch the weather in this one. But he's in a great spot at $9,500. At 9,100, you got Dallas Keuchel, who is facing the Texas Rangers. He's faced him 4 times this year. In 24 and a third innings, giving up 10 earned, 22 Ks, averaging 17 points a game versus the Texas Rangers. He's been better on the road than at home this year. Take that with a grain of salt. But lately, he's been really good. 29-5, 21-3, 16-4, 26-2, 27, 23.3. So a lot of 20-point performances heading his way of late. One of those last ones is a 19-pointer against the Texas Rangers. So he's been very, very good. We know Texas strikes out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Keuchel's got that insane ground ball rate, weak hard contact, has strikeout abilities at $9,100. Texas has a 3.2 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefty's hitting 278, righty's 309. So Dallas Keuchel at 91, definitely in play. A little pricier than you normally like, but definitely in play on this slate. A little farther down, you got Andrew Heaney, $8,900 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Heaney has faced the Mariners twice this year in 10 innings, giving up 7 earned, 12 Ks for 12 points on average. But he's been much, much better of late. 19.9, 17.5, 30.2. At Seattle, 27.6. He had a minus 3.1, but then a 20.4, 25.6, a minus 4.1 at Seattle, and then a 35.5. So he's had a couple really, really bad starts. Other than that, he's been outstanding. Absolutely outstanding at $8,900. In a good spot in this matchup at home against a Mariners team that strikes out 21% of the time. First left-handed pitching, he's got a great strikeout rate, pretty good ground ball rate, so on and so forth. When you look down a little farther into the Mariners, they have a team total of 4 as well. Lefty's 252, righty's 338. They have a 320 WOBA, which is pretty good versus left-handed pitching, but a 148 ISO, which is absolutely dreadful. So they get the job done, but not with a ton of power and production. So Heaney 89 will be super low owned and somebody could definitely take a look at. And the last guy in the 7 to 9K range that you could look at here is Marcus Stroman. Very, very polarizing. Very, very much a GPP only play. But he's at the Chicago White Sox, and yes, the White Sox can't hit the ball at times. And Stroman's been up and down like 27 points, 9.7, 23, minus 3.5, 23.4, 17.1, minus 1.4, 17.6. So it's all or nothing with Stroman at $7,300. You know, you'll take those 17s and aboves there. The White Sox strike out 25% of the time. So it's definitely something we're targeting. Stroman's got 60, almost 62% ground ball rate, which is electric factory type stuff. The White Sox have a 4.2 total. Lefties 382, righties 304. 308 WOBA, 165 ISO. Nothing exciting at all there when it comes to the White Sox. So Stroman at 73 is definitely a GPP type play, or even a value cash play if you want to roll the dice against the White Sox. So between 7 and 9,900, you got Archer 1, Keuchel 2, Stroman 3, Heaney 4. Just depends on how much you want to spend. You want to pay for bats? Do you not want to? So on and so forth. When you get into the 6Ks and below, you got CC Sabathia at the at home against the Kansas City Royals. Again, remember the weather looks to potentially be nasty in this one. CC's faced the Royals once this year. 5 innings, 4 earned, 5 Ks for 12.5. He has a 2.59 ERA at home. Very much an up-and-down type guy, as you know, with CC. Not really going to light the world on fire, but he's kind of more of a cash game play. Like, you pair him with Chris Sale, pray the weather doesn't hit, and you get a lot of good bats. That kind of deal. So CC can be in play for you against the Royals, a team we know just isn't really good at baseball to begin with. Their team total is 3.22, so they have the fourth lowest total in the slate tonight against a $6,900 pitcher. Lefties 272, righties 314. And the Royals against left-handed pitching, 296 WOBA, 125 ISO. Not good, Bob. So check out CC at 6,900. You slide on down to Ivan Nova at $5,900 at home against the New York Mets. The Mets lit up Nick Kingham like a goddamn Christmas tree last night. Nova's going to try to go be that stopper. He's been really good at home with a 2.92 ERA, averaging 15.2. At home, he's got 14-8, 10-3, and 16 in his last three starts on the docket. When you look at Nova, again, Mets 22% K rate versus right-handed pitching. He's a minus 170 home favorite. They have a 3.93 total, lefties 3.91, righties 3.21. So if you think the Mets are going to do it twice in a row, don't play Nova. If you think the Mets revert back to the way the Mets usually are, play Nova. And then last but not least, Chase Anderson's 5,500 at the San Francisco Giants. Chase has been much better on the road than at home, a 4.81 ERA at home compared to 2.66 on the road. His last few games, 12.2, 11.2, 12.5, 19.9, 23.7, 23.7. That's just consistency, a 5.2, a 30. He's got tremendous upside, but also he's giving you good consistency at that $5,500 price tag. The Giants strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. The rest of his peripherals are pretty average at best, but not going to kill you. And the Giants have a team total of four. Lefties 320, righties 377, but the Giants at 309 WOBA and a 143 ISO versus righties. Not good at all. Very, very bad. Get the pitch in AT&T Park tonight. So Chase Anderson at 55, another nice cheapy option to kind of be a good cash game play down there to pair with Sale and or even a GPP if you choose. So when you look at the bottom tiering, I got Chase Anderson 1, CC 2, Nova 3 down below. So recapping your pitching all the way up top, Greinke, Sale, Scherzer in that order, but Sale is the top option if you want to pay all the way up. In the middle, Archer, Keuchel, Stroman, Heaney. Down below, you got Anderson, CC, and Nova. So a lot to look at on this slate. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. It is a great way to play fantasy sports. You do snake-style drafting, usually done in under 5 minutes. Tons and tons of fun. They have baseball going on. They got golf every week. They'll have hockey and basketball when it's going. They'll have regular season NFL. They have NFL best ball going right now. It's one of the best ways to play NFL best ball. Tons and tons of fun. And when you're a new depositor, use promo code SDSports when you check out. And you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. It can be a best ball. It can be whatever you want. So go check it out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout. And get a free entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's go check out the bats on this 15-game slate. Starting off with the catcher's position, you're going to have your usual suspects in play. You know, Grandal at 4,400 if you're paying up. Yeah, guys like Sal Perez versus CeCe at 41 is really solid if you aren't playing CeCe and you want to spend up a catcher. You can slide down like Jorge Alfaro starting to really heat up at 3,800. Chirinos versus Keuchel at 38 in GPP to be contrarian. If Faye leaves catching in Coors, he's 37 versus Freelance, so someone to definitely look at there. Chris Iannetta versus Sean Manaea at 35 in Coors is very, very nice. Elias Diaz is 3,600 versus Jason Vargas, which is outstanding. Either him or you can look at Francisco Cervelli, who was back the other day. Two really good choices for you there. When you slide down, like Tucker Barnhart at 34, our usual suspect, he went deep yesterday. So he's in that 32 to 34 range. He's 34 today. Someone to definitely take a look at there. Alex Avila at 31 versus Luis Perdomo. Don't love Avila, but he's definitely in play. Jonathan Lucroy, a super cheap piece of Coors. He's 3K versus Freeland. So if Lucroy's behind the dish, Freeland's a good pitcher, but Coors field catcher at 3K, you can definitely look at that as an option. When you slide on down to like Mike Zunino at 29 versus Andrew Heaney comes into play. Martin Maldonado's got traded to Houston, so if he's starting, he's 27 versus Yovani Gallardo, so that's a really good price tag versus Gallardo if he's in the lineup. $2,700 for Martin Maldonado could be very, very nice, so keep an eye on that one. And then other than that, you're going to get your some guys in here down below. Jeff Mathis always catches for Greinke. He's 2,600 versus Perdomo. You want lefties versus Perdomo, but Mathis super cheap at 26. Someone else you can take a look at and then see what else pops up at the catcher's position. Heading over to first base now. You got Matty Carpenter at 54 versus Montgomery. Carpenter's just hitting everything, so knock yourself out. He's playing off the top play tonight. You can look at guys like Desmond and Coors at 51, but CJ Cron versus Andrew Trashner at 47. I like that quite a bit. Max Muncy versus Folti at 45. We know how lefties can get to Folti very well, so those are two really solid-looking plays there. If you think Bumgarner is going to continue to struggle off and on, Jesus Aguilar at 44 isn't a shabby GPP-type play in that matchup. Sliding down, you get Matt Olson and Coors at 43. But Jake Bowers, 4,300 versus Andrew Cashner, another really solid-looking play there. Cashner doesn't strike out a ton of guys, so Jake Bowers could have some fun with that one. Sliding on down to the 4K and below range, our boy Carlos Santana's 4,100. Definitely like that versus Dee Sclafani tonight. Santana went Ding Dong City, a part of that Philadelphia Phillies barrage last night. When you look at the Phillies tonight, they have a team total of 4.76. Lefties 420. Righties 282 off Dee Sclafani. So definitely look at a Carlos Santana at 41. If you don't want to pay to the top, the Phillies are live again tonight with their power bats. Gregory Bird and GPP only is at 4,100. Josh Bell. Switch hitting versus Vargas at 41, I like as well. Vargas is so bad at baseball. The Pirates, let me repeat this. The Pirates, the red hot Pittsburgh Pirates, have a team total of 5.1. Sixth highest total on the slate. Lefties 395, righties 363 off Jason Vargas. So the Pirates are in play tonight. Josh Bell at 4,100, worth a look for you. When you slide down to 4K, you got Yonder Alonso at 4,000 in play. Ryan Healy at 39. Versus Andrew Heaney. He does hit lefties really, really well, so keep an eye on that one. Dropping down farther, like a Yuli Gurriel at 38 versus Gallardo. If you want to save some cash, I don't hate that. Jose Martinez versus the lefty Montgomery at 37 can be in play. We know he likes to hit his lefties. In a GPP, Max Scherzer's given up 1.5 to 2 homers per night, I believe, on average over the last month or so. So he's really been giving up the long ball even more than normal. Justin Bour's only 3,700, so keep an eye on that. As you slide on down the 3K some more, there's going to be a lot of options down here on a 15-game slate. Sean Rodriguez, first base, second base, eligible for the Pirates. He's 3,200 versus Vargas. Rodriguez versus lefties is always in play for you there. So keep an eye on that one. But then other than that, check your lineups. There will be a lot more that pops up, a lot. But some really good plays there. Phillies look live again versus Dee Sclafani. Second base, you got Jed Lowry and Coors at 49. You like that quite a bit. Whit Merrifield versus CeCe at 46. Keep playing Whit. He just keeps getting done. The price tag keeps going up, which sucks now. But 18 points again last night. He's averaging 10 in his last 10. But that price tag keeps climbing, which starts to take some appeal away from Mr. Whit Merrifield. Chad Pinder and Coors versus lefty at 44. I can get behind that for sure. Garrett Hampson's 4,200 versus Sean Manaea. See where he's hitting in the lineup. That could be a nice second baseman. Get some speed on the diamond in a Colorado stack. Only in a stack. He's sliding on down like a Gleyber Torres at 41. Asdrubal Cabrera at 41 versus Nova is very, very good. When it comes to targeting Nova, you got a Mets team with a team total of 3.95. Lefties 391, righties 321. So when you target Nova, you target him with lefties. So Asdrubal Cabrera, definitely a guy you can take a look at there. Yoan Moncada at 4K versus Stroman in a GPP. sliding on down Brian Dozier if you want to get weird versus Chris Sale at 39 and knock yourself out. Not running a play, but he's there. Jonathan Scope continues to stay hot. He's 3,800 versus Chris Archer. If Archer's having an off night, Scope could have another big, big day. So keep an eye on that one. Josh Harrison is only 3,800 bucks versus Jason Vargas. Harrison, 16 points last night. Definitely can look to target that in that matchup. Dropping down a little farther, we got guys like Harris Salarte versus Ronaldo Lopez at 36 for some savings. You can definitely look there. Alan Hansen, if he's hitting towards the top of the Giants lineup, versus Chase Anderson at 35, is someone to keep in mind. Other than that, you know, Sean Rodriguez again at 3,200 is some value in that matchup. But other than that, check your lineups. There will be definite value like Chase D'Arnaud and guys like that that pop up towards the top of lineups. At the third base position, you got Jose Ramirez at 56 versus Fires is outstanding, but Nolan Arenado at home versus a lefty. Yep. Colorado's got a 5.85 total. Lefty's 280, righty's 356 off Sean Manaea. So Arenado, very, very live today at $5,500. You got Alex Bregman at 53. He's always in play. Jed Lowry mentioned him already. Eugenio Suarez at 47 is intriguing. The cover boy went deep yesterday off a lefty. Surprise, surprise. The Reds have a 4.75 total again. Lefties hit 350 off Pivetta. Righty's only 273. So be a little more careful there. But if Pivetta struggles, you go Suarez. But I think there's better options tonight at third base, even though Suarez could run into one. Like Matt Chapman at 4,300 bucks versus a lefty Freeland in Coors. Chapman's on fire. Two triples and a homer last night. The A's have a 5.66 total. Lefties 286. Righty's 328 off of Kyle Freeland. So Chapman at 43 is in a great spot tonight, and he's like the eighth or ninth third baseman down the list. So I'd rather have Arenado. I really would, but Chapman's in a really good spot there for you if you'd like. When you slide on down and go below 4K, gets a little crankier, but like a Mikel Franco double-donged yesterday. I mentioned he's been a GPP play, the way he's hitting the ball, and he did it again last night. He's 3,800 bucks versus DeSclafani if you want to go back to that well, as the Phillies should be very, very live again tonight. Solarte, 3,600 versus Lopez. Already talked about him. You know, Rafael Devers is 35 if you need some savings. Adrian Beltre is 35 versus Keuchel if you want to get a little weird. Farther down you look, Kyle Seager does hit lefties well. He's 34. Not running to play that, though, but he's there if you need him. Evan Longoria is back. He's 3,200 versus Chase Anderson if you want a value play there. Other than that, check your lineups. Tim Beckham, 3K versus Archer. One guy I didn't mention, but I'll mention him at shortstop when he pops up. But you got Trevor Story at shortstop, 5,700 bucks at home versus a lefty. So, yep, Story's in play for you as well. I'd rather have Arenado over Story. I'd like to have them both if I could. You got Bogey. You got Lindor at 5K, which I like quite a bit. Simeon's and Coors at 48. It's not horrible, not great. Serdini, he went deep last night. He's 4,800 bucks versus Keller. It is Keller's birthday. He's one of our two birthday boys today. But I don't think it's going to end well as the Yankees have a total. Listen for it. 6.3. Second highest total on the slate. Second, because the Red Sox have a 6.35. But lefties hit 339, righties 310 off of Brad Keller. So Didi very much in play again tonight at 4,800 bucks to go to Ding Dong City. And he'll get way overlooked with Story, Lindor, and Simeon above him. So Didi's a good pivot. There's so many really good options that you don't have to go to Coors if you don't want to. That's the beauty of it. Machado finally hit his first homer as a Dodger yesterday. He's got Fulte tonight at 4,500. Gene Segura at 44 versus Heaney is a very good play as well. I hope some of you played Trey Turner because I kept telling you over and over again how great of a play Trey Turner was last night. He got you 31 DraftKings points if you went that way. He's in a good spot again tonight. Not a must play, but in a really good spot there against Lopez of Miami, who's not a good pitcher. Very young arm, very suspect arm. Lefty's 365, righty's 323 at Pablo Lopez. So a Trey Turner at 4,300 bucks is definitely another play that's going to get way overlooked. Do I see him going 31 DraftKings points? Probably not. But I see a potential good game in play in that matchup at super low ownership. So it's a good way to differentiate yourself tonight as the Nationals have started to wake up their bats lately and are in a really good spot again today. So keep that in mind. After one Trey Turner, he keeps getting a little dicier and dicier as it usually does. On the shortstop position, be like Ketel Marte at 3,900 bucks. Yeah, he could be in play for you. A Chris Taylor at 38. He's not horrible, but I look at guys like Alberto Mondesi to try to steal some bags at 38. Adalberto Mondesi is another birthday boy. So keep an eye on him at $3,800. Paul DeJong versus Lefty Montgomery at 36. Get interesting in that matchup. The guy I forgot to mention at second base and shortstop, and he is just crushing baseballs right now, hitting second in the Blue Jays order, is Lourdes Gurriel Jr., $3,500. Swinging a really, really hot bat. 10, 6, 19, 6, 11, 12, 10, 8. So he's getting it done in a good spot in the order against Ronaldo Lopez, who's very, very shaky. Blue Jays have a 4.8 total. Lefty's 349, righty's 367. So Lourdes Gurriel at 35. Very, very live. So, as you can tell, tons of options tonight outside of Coors, which I love slates like that where you can get good pitching. You can get some cheaper bats with tremendous upside, almost Coors-like upside. It really makes these slates so much more fun because you see so many nights where it's Coors and a bunch of crap, and then you really got to either go with the fish or pray to God a miracle happens. But tonight's a little different. There's a lot of different ways to go, and they might not all pan out, but there are a lot of good ways to go. Let's go over to the outfield, where, you know, you'll find value at shortstop in the lineup. So, like usual, check that out. But outfield will be so loaded on a 15-game slate. You got Mookie Betts, great spot. Mike Trout is in a phenomenal spot at $6,000 against Wade LeBlanc. You look at this play over and over and over again for Mike Trout. He's on fire in a phenomenal matchup. You got Chris Davis against Freeland in Coors, a lefty in Coors, a 58. Outstanding matchup there. Blackman's a good play. Benintendi's a good play, of course. If Starling Marte cracks the lineup, he's day-to-day. He's 5,200 versus Jason Vargas. Marte has been one of the hottest hitters in baseball in the last month. Two days ago, had 2 points, had the day off, he got hurt. But then 23, 12, 17, 3, 25, 10, 21, 14, 10. That's insane. Insane. So if he cracks the lineup versus Jason Vargas at $5,200, he is a great play tonight. Bryce Harper versus Pablo Lopez at 5K, definitely can dig that. Our boy, Rhys Hoskins. Rhys Lighting stayed straight fire yesterday. Two more dongs. He's $4,800 tonight. He's averaging basically 14 points his last 10. You thought Marte was good? 33, 18, 12, 18, 18, 21. Yes, Marte was better because it went longer, but Rhys is just feeling it since the All-Star break ended. So take a look at Rhys Hoskins at 48 against Steve Sclafani to keep that party going. Guy like George Springer versus Gallardo at 47, you can dig that. The Astros are that far down the list tonight, and they got freaking Yovani Gallardo on the mound. That tells you something. They have the fourth highest total on the slate, 5.8. Lefty's 409, righty's 359, but that's how overlooked they've been when you look at the pricing on the slate, which will help their ownership in our favor. Brett Gardner at 47 in your GPP, same with Brandon Nemo at 47, Adam Eaton at 47. Those are three kind of guys that always get overlooked. If you're stacking, they're definitely part of your stacks. Whit Merrifield at 46, Juan Soto at 46 versus Pablo Lopez. Soto went deep yesterday, another great play for him tonight in that matchup. I try to stick to my three lineup rule, but it's going to be tough tonight. It'll be really, really tough tonight, so let's keep that in mind. You got Mark Canha in Coors and Chad Pinder in Coors, both 4,400. You got Odubel Herrera at 44 versus Di Sclafani, all great plays. Obviously, people are going to go to those Coors bats, so Odubel will be cheaper or lower owned in that matchup. Michael Conforto at 44 as well. Jock Peterson in your GPPs at 43. Tommy Pham at 43 versus Montgomery. Great play there. Mentioned Jake Bowers earlier that we liked that as an upside play. Sliding on down, Nelson Cruz. We like him most at home versus lefties, but still, he's facing a lefty night at $4,200, so he's a GPP candidate for sure. Randall Grichuk and Teoscar Hernandez versus Ronaldo Lopez at 41 each. I prefer Grichuk over for Hernandez, but both in amazing spots. Definitely parts of stacks or one-offs if you so choose. Basically flipping a coin between the two. Really good spots there at that price point, though. Another great price point play is Kevin Kiermaier, 41. I liked him a lot last night. He came through in a good way. He's 41, leading off for Andrew Kashner, so we can definitely get behind that. Aaron Hicks at 41 in the middle of the Yankees order. Can be playing a lot with Aaron Judge out at least 3 weeks. Justin Upton, 4,100 versus Wade LeBlanc. He had 22 points last night out, so definitely keep an eye on Justin Upton. Good play there against Wade LeBlanc at 4,100. Sliding on down we go. Like a Jason Hayward at 4K versus Weaver in a GPP. Martini got it done yesterday for 3K, which is outstanding. Usually doesn't play versus lefties, so be careful there, but keep an eye on him throughout the weekend. Farther down, like a Daniel Palka in a GPP at 39 versus Stroman, I dig. Our boy Nick Williams, he was 34 yesterday. We love his value versus lefties. He's up to 39 tonight, and he double-donged last night. He has that ability versus left or right-handed pitching. And in a ballpark like that, Nick Williams at 39, very live again tonight. Keep an eye on him. Cody Bellinger versus Folti at 38 in a GPP. Can definitely look that direction. Mitch Haniger is only $3,800 versus Andrew Heaney, so keep him on your radar as a value play in the outfield. He slumped a bit. That's lowered his price, but you know he's such a good hitter. He will break back out, so you'll want to reap it when you can. Farther down, it's a little sketchy for once in this mid-range here. Ryan Braun at 36 in a GPP. I could see that versus Bumgarner. Not running to play it, but I can totally understand that one. Marcelo Zuna at 35 versus Montgomery is definitely in play. Steven Duggar leading off most likely versus Chase Anderson at 35. Also another cheaper outfield option you can target. Hunter Renfroe in a GPP only, but probably not tonight. Jorge Bonifacio against CC Sabathia at 34. I can like that in a GPP. Cheaper outfield option against CC. Bonifacio does have some pop hitting in a good spot in a crappy Royals lineup. At the bottom of the 3Ks, you know, Marwin Gonzalez, this is insane. I'm sorry. He's been hitting really well, or better, I should say. He's been hitting much better since the All-Star break. Still not great. He's having his ups and downs, but, you know, he's an outfield shortstop eligible. He's $3,100. He's going up against Giovanni Gallardo, and if the Astros pop off the way they're supposed to tonight, he's going to be very, very productive at that $3,100 price tag, so keep an eye on him. That is insane value in that matchup. If Tyler O'Neill cracks the lineup in a GPP for $3,100, Marwin's more a cash game and a GPP. I like his upside in both. Alex Verdugo's day-to-day. If he cracks the lineup, he's only $3K versus Fulton Nevich. That's another nice value play for you there. Other than that, there'll be some other ones that pop up here and there, but check your lineups as it's a loaded 15-game slate, so check it all out. Recapping your pitching real quick up top, I got Greinke 1, Sale 2, just a price point thing. Sale's the best pitcher on the slate. And then Scherzer 3. And then in the middle, I got Archer 1, Keuchel 2, Stroman 3, Heaney 4. Down below, Chase Anderson 1, CC 2, Ivan Nova 3. Like I said, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 totals of 5 or more. 7, 8, 9, 10 of 4.75 or more. It's absolutely ridiculous tonight, the pitching you can target, but you know, Red Sox versus Lance Lynn, Yankees versus Brad Keller is going to be, it could be just like yesterday in that ballpark. You got Coors in play. The Astros versus Gallardo going to get way overlooked, I think. The Pirates versus Jason Vargas is sneaky night, especially Starling Marte if he cracks that lineup. You know, you got the Indians versus Mike Fiers. Love the Phillies again versus DeSclafani, especially the lefties. And then the Blue Jays versus Ronaldo Lopez, just like the Pirates, will get so overlooked. You know, lefties 349, righties 367. They have a 4.8 total. You can lock and load that one. The Nationals versus Pablo Lopez in another great spot. There's so many. Rays versus Cashner. Angels versus LeBlanc. It's a beautiful slate. I love this slate. It's some don't like all the decisions you have to make, but hey, that's part of the fun, and there's a lot to do. So join us in the SD Slack chat. Ask for invites. Get in there. There's guys sharing information all the time. It's growing, and the more it grows, the more it helps us all out. So keep on keeping up. Let's go over your BVP and take you on home. We got Leonis Martin, 4-for-9 with 2 doubles and a homer. Versus Carlos Carrasco, Iglesias 11-for-31, 6 doubles versus Carrasco as well. Jose Ramirez 6-for-16, a double and a homer versus Mike Fiers. Yan Gomes has a homer. Lindor has a homer. Edwin twice. Jonathan Scope, I told you, Jesus, he just keeps showing up. He's 12-for-31, that's 387 average, 2 doubles, and wait for it, 5 home runs off of Chris Archer. So yes, Scope is in play again tonight. Caleb Joseph's taking him deep. Chris Davis taking him deep 3 times. Adam Jones twice. But Jonathan Scope, my goodness, keeps getting it. Keeps showing up everywhere. Everywhere. Lucas Duda and Mike Moustakas is taking CC deep. Salvador Perez taking him deep twice. David Freese, another right-handed bat. He went deep yesterday versus lefty. 6-for-11, a double and a homer off Vargas. Cheap third baseman if you need him. Joey Batts, 10-for-32, 4 doubles and a homer off of Ivan Nova. Jackie Bradley and Mookie have taken Lance Lynn deep. Lomo's 5-for-15 with a homer off Chris Sale. Brian Dozier's 12-for-44, 4 doubles and 3 homers off of Chris Sale. Little different situation tonight. Martin Prado, 16-for-35, 4 doubles and a homer off Scherzer. This is why you can play some Marlins in the GPPs. Not all of these, but like Yadiel Rivera. Don't play him, but he's got a homer off him. Starling Castro's taking him deep. Dietrich twice. Miguel Rojas once. Justin Bour once. JT Realmuto once. They're hitting 252 as a team with 8 home runs off of Max Scherzer. Trey Turner's 1-for-3 with a homer off Pablo Lopez. Not much. Kevin Smith, Matt Davidson, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, all taking Stroman deep once, but they're at 263 as a team. Josh Reddick, 8 for 16 with a double off Gallardo. Gattis, 5 for 13, two doubles and a homer. Altuve, 11 for 38, a double. Marvin Gonzalez has taken him deep as well. Adrian Beltre, 7 for 22, two homers off of Keuchel. Javi Baez, 6 for 8 with a triple off of Luke Weaver and a homer. Anthony Rizzo, 5 for 8 with a triple. Addison Russell's taking him deep. Ian Desmond, 4 for 11 with a double and a homer off Sean Manaea. Andrelton Simmons and Mike Trout have each homered once off LeBlanc. Albert Pujols homered twice off LeBlanc. Mitch Haniger, a triple and a homer off Heaney. Nelson Cruz, two homers. Ryan Healy, one off of Andrew Heaney. Paul Goldschmidt, 8 for 20 with a double and three homers off Perdomo. Jake Lamb, 6 for 19, double, triple, two homers. Buster Posey, 5 for 12 with a double against Chase Anderson. McCutchen's taking them deep. And then Ryan Braun's 8 for 29, three doubles, two homers off of Madison Bumgarner. So there you go. Quick hits in the books for a loaded 15-game slate Friday. Go check us out online at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Again, join us in the Slack chat. Just ask for an invite. We'll get you in there. And go check us out on Twitter at thesportsdegens, on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube. Please go give us a rate and review. We could really, really appreciate it to keep growing the product we have going for you. And then go to draft.com, use promo code SDSports when you check out for entry into a free $3 tournament. But hope everybody has a great weekend, a great Friday night action, a loaded 15-game slate. I'll be back with you on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 27th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.